And he happened to come here. He was on his way from Vicksburg to New Orleans when the boat stopped at Natchez.
Mm-hmm.
And he came, walked up to the bluff,
mm-hmm.
and he met a major on the bluff and
mm-hmm.
got into conversation with him and told him that he was studying, going to New Orleans to study law in a law office.
Mm-hmm.
And Major Wadsworth said, "Well, don't do that. Stay here in Natchez and study law with me and be a tutor to my family."
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And that's how he came to Natchez.
Hmm. What about your grandmother?
My grandmother was the adopted daughter of her great aunt and great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But she was adopted simply because they thought that her mother had too many children to take care of, so they
mm-hmm.
adopted this one. Well, I don't know that they legally adopted her, but she always lived with them. And she was a name was
mm-hmm.
Margaret. I was given her full name.
Mm-hmm.
That's her portrait when she was 18. And I can't tell you very much about her.
Was she from Natchez?
She was born, I think she was born, let's see, where would she be born? I think she was born in Adams County.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Would you know about her education?
I would say she had the education that any young girl in the South, in a comparatively wealthy family,
mm-hmm.
would have had.
Attended a girls' school?
I doubt it. Wait a minute. I take it back. She did. She did go to school up in New Jersey at one time. She went to school in New Jersey, but not for
mm-hmm.
long. I don't think she was up there very long.
See, you never married.
Hmm.
You never.
No,
married.
I know. I've never married.
Tell me some about what Natchez is like. How much it's changed since you were growing up here.
It's changed completely. It really has changed completely, except
mm-hmm.
that there is a nucleus
mm-hmm.
of old Natchez.
What do you mean a nucleus of old Natchez?
Well, I mean that there is a small group of people who are descendants of the people who lived in the big houses
mm-hmm.
or other people who were their associates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, I don't know whether you should put this down in this, but I'll say this, that you see those people on the occasion of a wedding, but more particularly on the occasion of a funeral. Because when one of the old members of this clan die,
mm-hmm.
practically everybody of the older houses regime
mm-hmm.
will attend the funeral. Even from, sometimes from, well, of course, sometimes from away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you are always, I'm conscious of the fact that, yeah, we're going to see today, we'll see probably these people will be there and those people and those people and those people, you know, people of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there is a small nucleus of those people still
mm-hmm.
here. And but of course, times have changed completely. One thing, of course, the matter of servants.
Mm-hmm.
In our early days, we always had a servant, usually two. We were poor. We didn't have any money. In those times, in the times after the war, you know,
mm-hmm.
most people did. Well, most people were poor. They didn't have money. They had a salary
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on, and they lived on. But practically everybody had a cook and a house servant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had children, they had a nurse, probably. So that was one thing that was very different.
When you were young, you had a...
When I was young, we had a nurse. We always had a cook, and we had a nurse. And probably the nurse did some of the housework. I'm trying to think whether I remember all three of them. But we had two of them anyway. We always had the cook.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had the nurse until we were... you know, able to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's one great change.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,